This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show, or a podcast, number 92 in the series for Franklin Matters. We'll look back at the week that was as it comes to a close this Sunday, April 10th, before getting to the outlook on the week ahead. If you remember, we mentioned last week the Finance Committee was scheduled to meet on Tuesday. With the budget book not scheduled to be ready until the end of April, the meeting was canceled. The Finance Committee budget hearings have now been scheduled for May 2nd, 3rd, 5th, 9th, and 10th. The calendar on Franklin Matters has been updated accordingly. The Milford Daily News, hearing this information, put together an article on this updated schedule, and in the article it stated, Town Council Chairman Scott Mason said the budget deficit probably will not be as bad as the 4 to 6 million councilors predicted last year. He said he does not expect the council to seek an override this year. So be it. The Town Council met this week and spent time on the public hearing for the new style building, which is getting closer to demolition and cleanup than ever before. Several of the councilors created great sound bites on how long it has taken to do this. Jeff Nutting had the best comment in response. My notes showed he said something like, "We've been trying to take care of the environment and minimize the Franklin tax dollars in the process." The good news from the council meeting was their action to create a community gardens committee. 5 members were appointed, all from the group that has been working on this for the past several months. This is a great step forward. The King Street Memorial Fields will be the site for about 40 raised beds to be set up sometime probably in May. You can follow the events on the website, and the link is included in the show notes. My full set of notes from the council meeting can also be found at the link in the show notes. As for town meetings this week, the school committee is scheduled to meet on Tuesday, April 12th. As we record this on Sunday, the agenda has not yet been published. The Long Range Financial Planning Committee is scheduled to meet on Wednesday. They are likely to pick up the discussion on which questions that they drafted previously will be prioritized for being answered as part of their study and work going forward. Earth Day comes this Saturday. The DPW will set up at Beaver Pond to coordinate the cleanup efforts around the town for as many people as want to volunteer. The link with the details are included in the show notes. So, very quickly, to recap, the Finance Committee meeting scheduled for the past week got canceled. The new schedule has the budget hearings in May. The Town Council at this point, based on the news, doesn't see an override in the future. School committee meeting is scheduled to be on Tuesday. What the agenda is, your guess is as good as mine. Long-range financial planning committee meeting on Wednesday, and Earth Day cleanup activities on Saturday. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can always use your help. How can you help, you ask? If you have an interest in writing about something that matters in Franklin, please let me know. There is a link to the Voices of Franklin in the show notes. And as always, if you like this, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please tell me. This feedback loop is so important. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.